I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So if when you were younger, did you write love letters?
No, I never did that.
Did you receive love letters?
I guess it was probably before, like, you know, before your time.
It probably was before your time, actually.
Passing notes in class.
No, yeah. We you just definitely texted. Passed notes. But I went to an all-girls school, so that would have been quite weird.
What, did you WhatsApp? How did you speak to people?
We passed
MSN
notes
Messenger.
MSN, yeah, that was big.
Who was the first boy you ever fancied? The first boy ever?
The first boy ever? Oh, a guy called Gonzalo, a Spanish boy.
Oh, the Gonzalo.
Gonzalo. Yeah.
And Gonzalo, what did he do?
He was about 11 at the time and was Spanish and just ran about in his trunks with his surfboard. And I was like, woof.
And how old were you at this time?
I was like 11 too.
Oh, so he's the same age as you?
Yeah.
Was this the boy that was really hot and then he came back and he was not hot?
Yeah, so... No, imagine if he listened.
I don't think Gonzalo from Spain is going to be listening. His face was something just shocked, like, God, Gonzalo might be listening.
He might
even if he does listen, it's not like he doesn't know.
No, but it's
surely
like,
he looks in the mirror every day.
Once when he was younger, he did actually used to look like Zac Efron. And then one year he came back and everyone was like, huh? What's happening?
Zac Efron. Efron.
Gonzalo, I love the fact that you thought Gonzalo would be listening to Private Parts podcast. Well, because are you still in touch with him?
No, I'm not, but you never know. He follows you on Instagram, so maybe you'll see.
He follows you on Instagram, does he? Can we have a look at Gonzalo? Let's have a look at him. Get him up. I cannot wait. To all of our listeners, if you want to see what Gonzalo looks like, we are going to post a little picture of Gonzalo.
I don't follow him. Oh, maybe I just
so how
lied.
Do you, wait, hang on. How do you know that he follows you, but you don't follow him?
She just assumed.
Because he must have done When I Was Younger or something, but now he's no longer there. So maybe I made it up.
No, you didn't. Go and type in Gonzalo.
I'm writing it, Jamie.
Gonzalo. Well, what was Gonzalo? So he looked like Zac Efron. Did you imagine kissing him?
I did kiss him. He was my first kiss.
Is that what it's called? A kissening?
I kissened him.
That is quite a sweet terminology.
Yeah.
Your first kiss, it's called kissening.
I used to call flirting blousing. Crazy. No, it's quite sweet.
Why blousing?
And like, and also like Twitter baiting.
Twitter baiting.
What is Twitter baiting? What is Twitter baiting?
I don't know. I think it was from Bambi. I must have seen like the birds like fluttering their wings, and I thought it was Twitter baiting.
And that was what flirting
like
was.
Masturbating to Twitter.
Yeah. It was quite sweet before you said that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still with the lovely Sophie Habu. So hey. I said that so like Sophie Habu.
So it sounded like you didn't know her.
Yeah.
So informal, distant.
Sorry, baby. She's my girlfriend, Sophie Habu. So going back to Gonzalo. So Gonzalo was your first kiss.
Yeah.
And what was the kiss like? Was it romantic?
Terrible. I cried after it.
Really?
Why did you cry?
Because I was like 11. That's so young. And I remember being like, what the hell? My sister tried to teach me how to kiss before that night because we all went out. I kind of knew it was going to happen.
How did she teach you how to kiss?
Well, like on my hand, obviously.
Oh. yeah, I suddenly thought you and your sister were practicing kissing. And I was like, that would be a bit weird.
That really did not happen.
Wait, so hang on. So Gonzalo kissed you and then he walked you home?
No, he walked me home and kissed me outside my house. And then I started crying because I was so upset
about
it.
A peck or a snog?
Well, I think it was a snog, if I remember correctly. 11 years old, I was traumatised. I was like, what on earth is he doing?
11 years old is young.
Yeah, I was tiny. But I wasn't a slut because I just kissed and then I didn't do anything. That was scarred for ages.
Wait, I love that you're trying, you're telling us that. You're 11 years old and you didn't do anything else. Thank God.
No, but as
11. Listen, I wasn't a slut. I just kissed him. I didn't sleep with him. Nothing else happened.
No, but I think I was then scarred for many, many years. I think Spanish are more liberal.
Do you think it scarred you for kissing a boy?
Yeah, it did actually. Really? I was really quite scared. It was really quite traumatic.
How old was he, this guy?
He was 11 too, but I think Spanish are more liberal. Like, they're just a bit more...
Oh, what, was he really going for it?
Well, no, I can't quite remember. I think I pulled away, but it was just quite traumatic. I was quite scared of boys at that age anyway.
You were really shy, weren't you?
I was really shy of boys.
You definitely didn't... You were the one... Sophie was the one who initiated the first kiss on me. And it was full on. I mean, I was not expecting it.
Not really.
Yeah, but, well, if we're really... You were straight in there with the
again,
kiss.
Not true, but...
You think I initiated the first kiss?
100%.
Really?
Wait, so what walk us through the first kiss.
We were sitting on a flight and we were sitting next to each other. And we got so.
Had you met before? Or?
Yeah, we hadn't met. We just met on the flight. We actually got so we got so drunk on
but
this
that
flight.
That was like part of his plan because basically, if I drink red wine, I'm a goner. Like it just doesn't sit with me.
So he took advantage of you.
Yeah, he did. He basically spiked me.
No, hang on a second. Let's not throw these terms out there. I did not spike you on the flight. I did not do anything.
Did you do that thing? What, the GHB stuff?
I did not. What, that date rape stuff? No, I did not. Not put that in her drink, no. But Sophie was sitting next to me on the flight and we drank a lot of alcohol. And because we drank a lot, we got very drunk. And we got so drunk, we don't remember falling asleep on the flight. That's,
no,
how,
really.
That's how drunk we were. But that's when we shared our first kiss.
Do you remember the kiss?
Yeah.
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 Sounds like you don't, neither of you remember it.
I definitely remember it because I remember speaking to someone then turning back and you looked at me and our eyes caught. And you went, Jamie, I've been waiting for this. And you leaned in and you said, I'm going to kiss you. And I went, all right. And you kissed me.
Again, that's really not what happened, but...
That's what happened. Francis, who was your first kiss? I don't think you've ever said that.
My first kiss? Gosh.
Who was it?
I don't really... God. Was that my first kiss?
Why are you mumbling over this? God, was that the...
So there was this one time where we were out when I was living in Florida... I must have been about like 12 or something.
You're just out on the beach surfing.
Yeah. So, no, it was, you know, surfing a lot. But then we went out and camped out because we were right on the beach. We went out and camped out one night, me and my...
You and Mike.
This sounds like a Zac Efron
me and some friends.
You and Mike went camping.
And then I kissed this girl called Kimmy and then she showed me her boobies. I was 12.
Oh my God, did you cry as well?
I burst into tears. Yeah.
Was that?
I can't remember if anything else happened, but.
She showed you her bosoms?
Kimmy.
Yeah. Kimmy.
Wow. I can't remember the first time that kind of happened.
Kimberly.
Yeah. Kimberly. I remember the first sort of experience I had was I was invited to a party. And we went to the party and I got in trouble because I pushed... So one of my friends was in one of the portaloos and I pushed over the portaloo when he was in it. And all of like the portaloo stuff went all over him and I was in...
Oh, God.
Yeah,
really
it was really
gross.
Bad. I was in a lot of trouble for that. No. And so the parents took me in and said, we're calling your mother. And they called my mum, but my mum couldn't come pick me up because we were too far away. So they said, fine, you can go back into the party. And we went back into the party and that was the first time I'd ever... I had three Bacardi Breezes. And it was the first time ever that I reached second base.
Really?
Yeah.
What is second base again?
I don't know. Fingering. Why is that
or
funny?
Or isn't it touching boobs? It could be touching boobs.
Wait, do I get to second base then?
I think
no,
you
just looked at them. You just looked at the boobs.
No, I didn't just look at them.
You've got to lay a finger on them.
I didn't just look at them.
You touched them as well?
Yeah.
Did you?
I think I was like, yes.
What, did you touch her boobs?
Caressing them.
Give Wembley. It's so weird to think a 12-year-old Francis Bull.
I'm just holding out. 1, 2, 3.
God, we had all those.
It was quite exciting, I have to say.
It's really exciting.
I was really, really chuffed with myself.
Yeah, and then you would go and tell everyone because it was so exciting, right?
I think maybe we did something else, but I can't remember.
You definitely can't remember.
Yeah. I remember we used to go to these parties. And did you play Truth or Dare? Did you mm-hmm. ever, when was your first time ever playing Truth or Dare?
Truth and Dare I played when I was really young.
Yeah, and you kissed like everyone in the whole circle. I was like kissing.
It was so funny because then I moved back to the UK, went to boarding school here, and I remember being really smug with myself because I'd done way more than any of the other.
Because you had felt someone's boobs.
Yeah, well, no, by that boobs. Point, I'd done more than that.
Had you really?
Yeah.
Wait, can I ask?
I was 13 when I came back.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you were an early bloomer.
What, you were 13 when you lost your virginity?
No, I didn't lose my virginity.
Whew, that would have been scary.
How old are you, Soph?
I was like 15 when I lost my virginity.
Yeah, there we go, player. How old are you, Soph, when you lost your virginity?
I was late. I was like nearly 18.
You were nearly 18? Mm. Okay, and was it one of those romantic moments?
Well, it was with my boyfriend, so okay, I guess so.
Okay,
and Gonzalo.
and you were just like, right, I want to get rid of it now. Here we go.
I want to get rid of it.
I think I actually was kind of like, God, I just need to do this now. Here we go.
She was like in American Pie. She made a pact. We're gonna lose our virginities tonight before we go to college. You didn't want to go to college being a virgin.
But do you think it's uncool after a certain point not to have lost your virginity, or do you?
No,
think
I don't think it is. Oh. I think when you're like 15 and people have, then you sort of like, oh, you I think wish it's I had. Uncool, do you yeah. think it is? But then when you pass that age, you're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
But also, I think that there, you know,
would you like to still be a virgin now?
What kind of question is that? Would you still? I think it's very important for the listener, whoever listening, who because we.
Well, I mean, that's just a question.
Yeah. Would you say?
I mean, I've never really. Been asked. I don't think anyone. I really wish I was a 25-year-old virgin. Actually, I think I'd be really cool if I was. My street cred would go.
The only one on Maiden Chelsea, if that's true.
Apart from Kim Lee Garner.
Oh yeah.
You know Ronan Keating lost his virginity at like 27
to Kimberly Garner. Ronan Keating lost his virginity at 27.
Is he the guy from Slapped?
From where?
Wait, from the jungle, even.
Ronan Keating?
Oh no, he's really not.
Without saying a word,
I know.
You're gonna light up the dark. Yes, I think it was him. And James Dean lost his virginity at 8 years old.
Oh, please.
Yeah, he lost it 8 years
Who
old.
Who was there to prove that?
He was, I think he...
And then he had sex with 4,000 women.
Yeah, so he lost his virginity. But also, I think it's important to say to our listeners, because some of our listeners are very young, and probably some of them are going through the moment of being, having, you know, not had sex with anyone. And I think it's important...
It's perfectly okay not to have sex.
Really. Yeah, exactly. And also don't do what Sophie did and just throw it away willy-nilly. Just, you know.
No, I don't think I did that at all. I was nearly 18.
Harsh. I'm kidding. No, but I think it is important for, you know, young people to realise...
You think she should have waited until you?
Yeah, she should have waited until
you. There's a subtext there that we're not...
But I do, baby, do you not agree? I think it's important for people to wait and to...
Totally, I think just do it when you're ready and do it when you feel comfortable and don't feel pressured into anything.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that, right?
Don't feel peer pressure just because everyone else around you is...
Yeah, and also, you know, when you do it for the first time and it's not that great,
cool and having sex and stuff.
Wait, can you... Is that true? So when you have sex the first time, it's really not very good?
I think for a girl, it's not good for like a little while and you're a bit like, oh God, what's wrong with me? And then you start to realise that
Jamie
okay.
begs to differ, I think.
Wait, so it really wasn't good for how long?
Well, I can't quite remember, but I remember being like, what the hell is the fuss about? For a while.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I think that happens to most
girls.
Before
you actually had an orgasm.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare.
PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Why is sex so taboo to talk about? I'm so open and honest. I really don't care one bit. I'll say anything. I'll say bloody anything. I think more people, I think actually being more open and honest about sex and being sex, if you are sexually active, is the most important thing. I think it's a really good thing to be open and honest and talk to people about it.
Tell anyone who'll listen.
Yeah, I think you should. It's not, just be safe, be, make sure you're being safe, most importantly. And yeah, I think just have fun, go out there and do things.
What are you trying to tell your listeners to go out there and try everything?
I have no idea. Hey, so what we like to do also on the podcast is we get lots of lovely notes and things from our listeners who write into us with different things, presents, all these different stuff. Now, if you have sent in some posts, thank you so much. We will be reading them out. We have a couple we're going to read today. If you would like to send us some mail, please send it to Private Parts Podcast, Studio 408, The Print Rooms, 164 to 180 Union Street, London, SE1OLH. And we thought we'd read you one. France is going to read one and I'm going to read one. But I thought I would read you one from a guy called Joe. Are you ready for this?
Or a girl called Joe.
Or a girl called Joe. But I'm going to read it to you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. To Jamie and Francis, I've been meaning to get in touch for a while to commend your joint approach to important topics, with particular reference to issues around mental health. Your willingness to tackle such matters head-on is not only refreshing and laughable, but has helped me to realise that people, particularly young adults, should not consider conversations around mental health to be taboo. This inability for young people to discuss their emotions, concerns, and deliberating situations has hit me very hard in recent times. My brother sadly took his own life 4 weeks ago. He was 28. To the casual outsider, his life seemed to be going well. He had a great job, a nice house, a loving family, and a strong set of friends. However, he was clearly suffering in silence and never saw fit to mention his troubles to those closest to him. His death is an absolute tragedy and is made all the harder to accept, given that it came completely out of the blue. If your frank and often enlightening conversations can encourage just one person to open up and seek assistance when they are at their most vulnerable, then you will have made the world of difference. Keep up the good work and keep fighting the worthy fight, Joe. P.S. My mother have set up a Just Giving page, www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/...
Kieran Felon.
If you could possibly mention this on the episode description, I would be thankful.
Do you want to spell it?
Yeah, we'll put it on the description. Do you know what? It's important, right, to talk about these topics, and that's what's so great about the podcast is even though we have fun and talk about silly things and just to have a lighthearted conversations, you know, we do talk about important subjects and especially around mental health, and it's important because a lot of people out there are suffering in silence, as Joe's brother did. And if one person we help, that's a good thing. Hey, Joe, we just want to say a big thank you for sharing. Go and check out the Just Giving page. It's in our description below. You're an absolute G, buddy. Right, Francis, we have another letter. Here we go.
Yes, we do. And then we've got my diary.
Oh, yeah, we can't wait.
This is an jam-packed, action-packed episode. Hi, Jamie and Francis. I love your podcasts. They proper make me laugh and cheer me up, and I actually learn interesting facts from Francis's question of the week, such as, what is the French kissing called in France?
Do you know that?
No.
It's called, what's it called again?
Bisous anglais.
Bisous anglais. An English kiss.
Oh, I like
Yeah.
that. Is it really?
Yeah. Look
That's
at that.
So cool.
Yeah, bisous anglais. Okay, yeah, go.
I'm in uni studying nursing, and your podcasts keep me going while doing my dissertation. Keep up with the brilliant podcasts, as I love them and they keep me laughing. I would love if you could let Alan
get
Alan Carr on the show. Is there any more famous people, living or dead, you would like or would like to interview?
Oh my god, great little question. Okay, if you could interview anyone who is living or dead, who would you interview?
Oh, who would I interview?
Who would you interview?
That's from Marie in South Wales. South Wales. I should have done it in the Welsh accent. South Wales.
Try and read the beginning bit in the South.
I love your podcast. That's an Irish accent.
You can't try to.
It's a really
you
good
can't.
Irish.
You can't stop. You have to keep going through it in the Welsh accent.
No. Wait. I love your podcast. How can I do the? What's a Welsh accent?
Yeah, keep going. Go on. You've
tried
got
to pinpoint.
You've got it on this. You've got it on this
Welsh.
One.
Oh yeah, Welsh.
You got it.
I love your pod.
Irish. He's been creeping in there.
No, he's going to get it on this one. I have a feeling you're going to get it. Go.
I love your podcast. I can't do it. I can't.
Mama,
I need to practice a Welsh accent.
Okay, it's in the valley. Oh, no.
Well, that's not. Yeah, that's just not. Northern.
Oh, wait.
Should I just read it in an Irish accent?
How do you do Welsh? Where you
go? I can't do Welsh.
Go on.
Welsh.
No.
I love your part.
No, that's just so Irish. Irish just comes falling out.
Try and do. Don't help it. Don't give him a little end. Try and do it. He'll do it in Irish again. Try and do a Northern accent while reading it.
Okay. I love your podcast.
That's like Southern. That was Devin.
It was Irish again. Go on, try.
Hey, the thing is, I'm actually quite good at mimicking accents in the moment, but I need to like...
Try and do it in Scottish. Here we go. No, try and do it in Scottish.
Oh, I can do a Scottish one.
Okay, go on, try and do that.
Hi, Jamie and Francis. I love your podcast. They proper make me laugh. And cheer me up. And I actually learn interesting facts from France's question of the week, such as, what is French kissing called in France?
Speak to me in American accent just quickly. Not even that, just talk to me normally.
I'll read this. I'm in uni studying nursing. And your podcast... All right, let's get on with this show.
Come on, let's get on with this show. Hey, also, we have to have the answer to the question of the week, which was, Mr. Bull.
Okay, the question of the week is, who owns all the pandas and how much do they make from them?
Okay, and you said it was a Chinese billionaire.
Yeah.
And he makes 30 million a year. Yeah. I said it was Chinese royal family and 100 million a year. Francis, the answer is?
Well, actually, it's the Chinese government.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, that was on the tip of my tongue.
It's funny you went with the Chinese royal family.
Yeah.
Yes, and they make about $1 million a year from renting out the pandas to zoos around the world.
Only $1 million? Only $1 million? Why is that so?
Hey, we need to represent the pandas right. Yeah, they're being underpaid.
I would think $1 million is quite little.
Yeah, I think it's quite... It's a drop in the ocean in the Chinese state budget. Why are they bothering?
Because surely it would go towards the protection of pandas and all the good things towards pandas. So surely you were trying to get it quite a good amount.
Well, you'd think maybe they do it for free because it promotes Chinese culture abroad. But actually, they charge like a...
They charge
$1 million. Well, it means I think some official is making $1 million. Some Chinese official is making $1 million renting out the pandas.
What's your favorite animal, Soph? What do you love? You're a cat person.
No, I think cats are nice, but turtles.
Oh.
And also puppies.
What would you say is your spirit animal?
I think a dog.
I think you're quite dog-like. You're loyal. You're sweet.
Obedient. Is she very obedient?
I was about to say you go fetch things, but I couldn't say that. So I said it anyway. I didn't really get it. No, but you're a cute little puppy. That's what you are.
Does she ever bite strangers?
You're just very adorable and sweet and just beautiful and cuddly and wonderful in every single way.
I suppose your last girlfriend, you probably used to... You,
cleaning up her poo outside. She used to poo outside.
I've heard this story. Crikey, that is a low moment. But I get it. Your bedroom's very small.
Wait, so she pooed outside because she didn't want you to smell her poo?
No, yeah,
I think it was that. I've told you the time when Sophie and I stayed in the hotel room together. We stayed in a hotel room together.
Really? Yeah,
and I woke up in the morning and Sophie looked at me and went, boy, oh boy, I had an adventure last night. I was like, what the hell happened? So I woke up in the middle of the night. And I needed the bathroom, and I didn't want to go into the hotel room, so I went and got on the elevator to go down to the reception.
2 a.m.
in the morning. At 2 a.m. when the elevator got stuck.
Yeah, it was a really low moment.
You needed a poo?
No, I didn't need a poo.
Yes, you did. No. You don't.
Girls don't do that. I just wanted to explore. I wanted to see what the reception bathroom was like because, you know, I'd heard it was really nice in that hotel.
And you were stuck in there for an hour, no signal.
My God.
No signal.
Before or after you went to the loo?
Before, sadly.
So she was waving at the camera like this. Anyway,
I rang the emergency bell, and they came up, and then he delivered me back to my room. So he thought I was like sleepwalking and lost. So I was like, nope, going back down to reception. Actually,
so is this quite a big thing for girls? Like, you know, especially early on in their relationship, having to sort of sneak away to do poos?
Oh no, it's not to do that. They just.
So, hey, Liz, I just want to tell you before we get into Frances' diary, I'm going to say, hey, I love you very much. As much as I take the piss out of you and we have these things, you're the greatest.
Thanks. Lovely.
No worries. Okay, Frances.
I agree.
Frances, let's have your diary.
At 6 a.m., as I watched my house move off into the distance, I sat back in my Uber and enjoyed some of the LBC election coverage. I was on my way to Heathrow to catch my 9:30 departure to Brisbane via Dubai. I made it through security, but paused in duty-free. I'd forgotten to throw away the banana peel I left on the counter this morning, and it was really starting to bother me. It would be a gooey mess by the time I returned. I decided it was too late to turn back. And off I flew, destined for Dum Dum, the precise location in Australia. The precise location in Australia where I would be staying for a few days to bear witness to the christening of my godson, Jago. What a godson.
He loves mentioning it. Hey, listen, I'm telling
Jago's
you.
Jago's also such a nice name.
Yeah,
Jago's not lovely. Yeah.
Franz, I'm telling you now, if I ever have a little baby, you'll be the godfather.
Will I?
Of course you will be.
Oh, thanks.
No way, 100%.
Oh. I actually think that's true.
Yeah, of course you will be.
Oh.
I don't need a wait.
Thanks, man.
Listen. No,
anyway, moving swiftly on.
No, so if we're not moving on, listen. You would be godfather.
Now that's on record now.
You would be godfather to my child, 100%. And I would be.
What an honour it is to be appointed godfather.
No, Francis.
Holy and important role.
Francis. I would be godfather to your child. And. No, you'd be godfather to my child. And I would be godfather to you.
You'd be godfather?
To
you can be godfather to my dog. Dog father. yes, to bear witness to the christening of my godson Jago. What an honour it is to be appointed godfather, a holy and important role, and of such a cute baby too. I'd be absolutely gutted if it wasn't cute.
Weirdly so true, though.
But upon my arrival in Dum Dum, I was in for an awkward shock. I thought I'd booked a private forest retreat to myself at the foot of Mount Warning. But as I arrived, I was greeted by a half-naked hippie carrying her naked child, both of whom were covered head to toe in mud. Sorry, we've just been playing in the garden. Let me show you to a room.
Room? Let me show you to your room.
Yeah. Obviously, I thought I'd booked a whole place, but I turned up and it was like this weird like hippie commune that I'd like booked a room in.
That's amazing.
It was really misleading. The Airbnb was like really misleading. It said,
that's terrible.
It said dome house in the middle of the forest. And I was like, oh, that sounds lovely. And it was like...
Was it a commune?
Yeah.
You didn't quite like that, though.
Sorry, we've just been playing in the garden. Let me show you to your room. It was a liberal use of the word room, since it was more of a mezzanine in an open-plan dome house.
What, was a dormitory?
No, it was like a mezzanine at the top of this dome house, and then all of their rooms were like downstairs.
What? You were sharing a house.
Yeah.
What? It was strange.
Wait, when was this?
Yeah, this was when I flew to
you didn't
Brisbane.
Tell me this. That's so funny.
Yeah, and but basically, okay, blah blah blah. And as she showed me to my quarters, she said, "Oh, since the house is open plan, if me and my partner are too noisy at night and it makes you uncomfortable, just shout down to us."
Oh my god!
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is all
were
true.
Were they good looking? Were they hot?
Oh, and the Wi-Fi password is freelove123.
Were they hot couple?
No, they were like, they had dreadlocks and they were hippies.
That doesn't make them not hot.
Well, they're quite hot.
Well, I don't think she'd ever owned
I'm picturing
a bra.
Beaches. Oh god.
If you catch my drift. Anyway, I decided to get an early night, but woke up in the middle of the night, not because of the jet lag, but because my host's partner had left the front door open and all the mosquitoes had flown to the top of the dome to feast on my face. And so the next day, I went to the christening, and my face, I think a spider bit my nose, my whole nose swelled up. So I had to wear sunglasses through the whole christening. And so there were you know, a couple of other godfathers as well, but they came in via Skype to the christening, and I was there.
You thought that would be a good idea?
I didn't know that was an option. And because he held the Skype right up to the christening, they actually got a better view than I did, because I had my godwife in front of me, you know, or the godmother of the... Is that my godwife, the godmother of the godson?
Maybe god sister. I don't know.
No, godwife.
Yeah, godwife. I imagine.
Maybe
yeah.
Godwife. Hey, that's I love that.
Yeah, there's a lot more happened, but maybe next week.
Hey, Sophie Habu, what did you think of your second experience on Private Parts?
It's so much fun.
Have you
had
a lovely
a
time? Have you had a blast? Anything nice you want to say about me, about Francis?
You're both great. You're both very coordinated today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Do you mean in the podcast or just...
Just in general. General, okay. Great guys.
And anything else you just want to say about me or to me? Anything at all?
Love you.
There we go.
And to me?
Love you too, Francis.
Oh, what the hell?
It's one big room of love.
Hey, what? Oh. Should we go back to yours? What's that butt thing called that you've got? Have you used
the anal stimulator?
We really haven't.
You really haven't?
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's not a very convincing no.
No, we actually haven't.
Why not?
The boot of Italy that you put on your butt.
No, absolutely not.
She made me try to once and it didn't work.
I don't know why you still got it. Like through.
But you tried it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
I only try it on Sundays while watching Don't Fuck With Cats.
That's... a moment of honesty that we could have all done without.
So what we'd like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Why dream now? Why live now? All right, let me get it.
That was beautiful.
This is a really nice quote. Why not live now what others only dream to live in the future?
Ah, there we go.
There you go.
Thanks, Sophie Boo. Hey, Sophie Boo, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Follow Sophie on Instagram. Check her out. She's the best. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.